Greetings from Long Time No See, the podcast. Every week, we'll be inviting two blindfolded comedians to answer a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Now, let's remove those blindfolds and start the show.
Hi!
What would your opening line with your celebrity crush be?
Loved you in Harry Potter.
Worst date you've been on?
A man bit my neck mole off once.
You did what?
A man bit my neck mole off.
Oh my God, Jack almost fell off his chair.
Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast.
Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA Plus, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.
Tour set.
So we have some exciting news to tell you, Iconics.
Mm-hmm.
Since December of last year of 2020, we have been in conversation with Consequence Podcast Network, which is a branch of Consequence of Sound, a pop culture music media company.
Yeah, you may have heard of Consequence of Sound read an article from them or seen a tweet from them because last year they actually interviewed BTS after naming them 2020's Band of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And so they really have a clear reverence for BTS and for ARMY, and they were looking for a podcast created by ARMY to add to their network.
Yeah, so it really all just worked out. So we're thrilled to announce that we officially joined their podcast network, and this episode is the first to be affiliated with them.
Yay, yes, yeah. So excited. And, you know, what does this mean for us? Well, we'll still be putting out bi-weekly episodes of the same caliber, but with some support from the network to open doors to sponsorship, podcasts in video format, live shows, and interviews. And we're really excited for all of the potential that this brings and all the opportunities that can arise from this.
Mm-hmm.
We're so proud of what we've created over these past 4 years independently, and we're really optimistic to see what's to come with this partnership.
Yeah, definitely. So thank you, Iconics, for all of your support that you've given us over the years to bring us to this point. So we'll continue to work hard and provide you with research-driven episodes sprinkled with fun banter about Bonton.
Yes.
Fighting.
Yes. So on that note, welcome back, Iconics. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yes, welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, we're on the cusp of BTS global domination.
We really are, though. Or I cannot wait to stay up all night in my pajamas with ARMY for BonBonCon 21.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yes. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. BonBonCon last year was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
So really so happy that they're doing it again.
Really looking forward to it. So if you're here for that, then you're in the right place.
All right. So in today's episode, we're going to cover all of the big hit news with HYBE labels and everything that's gone on with that. That was immense.
Mm-hmm.
We've been dying to talk about it for so long because it's been in the news for a while now. So we're finally going to cover that in this episode. And then also BTS's new Japanese single, Film Out. We're going to talk about the lyrics and the production along with the actual music video and all the theories that came with that as well.
Yeah.
Oh, and also some comeback theories that have been going on. Rumors of comeback.
Just a lot to talk about.
Yeah,
really
lots
excited
to talk about.
But before we get into today's episode, we want to say thank you, Iconics, for being here and for supporting us. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our Google Docs full of episode notes, important links and pictures, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out bi-weekly episodes. Any type of support is super appreciated.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Okay, so our charity of the month again for the month of April is Stop AAPI Hate. So you can go to stopaapihate.org/act now to donate alongside us this month. Their statement is, our communities stand united against racism. Hate against Asian American Pacific Islander communities has risen during the COVID-19 pandemic. Together, we can stop it. So again, please join us this month in donating to stopaapihate.org/act now. Okay, so let's get into it. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about HYBE.
Yeah.
There's a lot to address with this. This is a huge thing that happened in the business world. Mm-hmm. So HYBE Labels is this new title. Big Hit Entertainment basically grew so much as a music label and as a business. So they may have felt that a name change was necessary after all of this growth mm-hmm. and the acquisition of multiple labels and companies. You know, mm-hmm. the Big Hit Entertainment title could not really umbrella over all that it had grown into. Mm-hmm.
They were acquiring so much. So it just makes sense that there's this larger label company that is overseeing all of these other smaller labels and such.
Yeah. You know, on the label side, the music side of it, it was Big Hit Entertainment. It was Belief, it was Source Music, it was Cause. You know, on the business side, they had Weverse and Superb and, you know, just a bunch of other companies umbrellaed underneath that. So Big Hit Entertainment had a vote to change the name to HYBE Labels, with Big Hit Music being a sub-label on the music side of the HYBE Labels entertainment platform.
Mm-hmm. And some of the changes that came with HYBE was they have a slogan, which is, we believe in music. I know that Big Hit Entertainment, they were saying music for healing. So that's a pretty big change that happened there. And then they also acquired this new office building where all of their employees are at. So like basically because this company has grown so much, it only makes sense that they got a new building with more office space and such. So BTS actually moved all of their studios into this new building.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the new building is really exciting. Mm-hmm. And the other, you know, kind of part we already touched on is that now instead of BTS being from Big Hit Entertainment, they're from Big Hit Music. Mm-hmm. And so this is the new official name of their label. And this is the biggest change in regards to BTS that we can tell as of now. Mm-hmm. You know, and the other change is just that there's the new intro at the beginning of their videos. Mm-hmm. We saw it at the beginning of Film Out is the new Big Hit Music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of people were just tweeting the classic Big Hit Entertainment intro, just playing it.
Yeah. We'll get used to it. We'll get used to it. It's very simplistic, but you know, we'll get used to it. Yeah. It's just going to take some time.
Yeah, I think it'll be easy to get used to because we're really there mm-hmm. for BTS, you mm-hmm. know. But just, you know, it's there. It's new. It's one of the only changes. But we don't really know what more changes might come for BTS out of this at mm-hmm. this time.
So soon after the vote to change Big Hit Entertainment to HYBE, HYBE announced a merge with the American entertainment company Ithaca. And so there was this massive release of HYBE and Ithaca where they put out on Bangtan TV, they ended up putting out this video of a bunch of the people in it who work for Ithaca, like the CEO of Ithaca and some of the artists who work for this massive label company, like Justin Bieber mm-hmm. and Demi Lovato. So they put out this video saying that basically these two companies are going to work together and partner together. And so it's really bridging that this Korean company, music company, with Western, one of the largest Western entertainment companies. Yeah. And so that's immense. That's huge.
It's huge.
I couldn't believe it when I heard it.
Yeah, me neither. It's just really like some of the biggest names mm-hmm. in Western music are represented by Ithaca. And it's just really crazy that now on a business level, BTS and these other huge names that are always winning all of the, you know, the Grammys, everything, they're same on a business field. Level on the same playing field.
Yeah.
And we've known that they, as far as artists and performers, that they're on the same level, you mm-hmm. know, that they make incredible music of the same caliber. But mm-hmm. finally now they're literally on a business level on the same playing field.
And partnering together, to work together.
Yeah, to hear in that video, like Demi Lovato and Justin Bieber say, Mr. Bang.
Mr. Bang, yeah, Chairman Bang. Mm-hmm. That was blowing my mind when I was watching that. I was like, is that Justin Bieber and Hitman Bang's like name coming out of his mouth?
Right.
What? I know. But just some more information on Ithaca. Ithaca also includes Big Machine Label Group, which is the biggest country music label in the United States. And their merger brings together so many other different groups and artists from both labels. So this is BTS, Seventeen, Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, Tim McGraw, Thomas Rhett. I mean, that's just to name a few.
That's just wild. So many huge artists here that we know. And now I feel like as much as we feel like BTS is should be a household name as much as Ariana Grande is, I feel like now it's so, like, the potential is so there.
So
I'm just excited about the future prospects that can happen with the merge of these companies. I'm just excited to kind of sit back and watch what develops from here.
I just want to say a huge congratulations to Big Hit Entertainment and Mr. Bang and BTS. I mean, everything that they've created up to this point, like Weverse and even acquiring some of V Live. And I mean, it's just, it doesn't surprise me, I suppose, that they've gotten to this point where they've created HYBE. And now even partnering with Ithaca. It's just crazy because Big Hit Entertainment started off as this underground company, and here they are.
We love the underdog story. Like, I'm thinking about BTS recording their first album in a literal garage and Hitman Bang just having this vision to create music for healing and what it's grown into. Definitely huge congratulations to them.
We believe in music.
So let's talk about these comeback rumors that are swirling about BTS potentially coming back in May. Everybody was buzzing about, oh, June comeback for this BTS The Best Japanese album, right? But then online, these rumors started coming about of BTS doing a full Korean comeback in May. And these started circulating after Film Out was released. And this Korean news site called Sports Donga said that BTS would be releasing their next single in May, meaning that an album would come soon after. And Big Hit actually commented on this, and they neither confirmed nor denied these rumors, saying, "We'll reveal our artist plans after they are finalized." So we really don't know anything.
We don't know anything, but it seems fitting that in potentially in May that we could get a comeback.
Also, it's been like 6 months since they put out an album, and they typically, you know, follow about a 6 month pattern for, you know, comeback. So it would fit on a timeline kind of aspect.
It would. But also, since they announced Bangbang Kan 2 or Bangbang Kan 2021, I saw ARMY talking on Twitter about how shortly after the first Bangbang Kan, August D released D2, like a week later. So there's also speculation of mixtape, which Jeon Jung-guk, Kim Tae-young. What's happening? we're all really anticipating it. No pressure. But I mean, it's like, it seems fitting. We're getting into that time right now. I mean, there's a lot going on with BTS, and we can sense There's stuff to come.
Yeah. Not even to mention that right now, Hoseok has silver hair.
I know.
Why does he have silver hair? Like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying?
Whenever they start covering their hair.
Or changing their hair.
Okay.
So let's get into what we're really here for today, which is to talk about Film Out. Film Out was released on April 1st as a Japanese single, but also OST for Signal the Movie, Cold Case Investigation Unit, and it's the ending theme song. This song was written by Iori Shimizu, who is a frontman and hitmaker of the J-pop band Back Number. And about creating this song with BTS, he stated, "I had some reservations because I'd never written a song that someone else besides myself would sing. But I'm happy that we've completed a very lyrical yet powerful track thanks to our experienced staff, our co-arranger UTA's efforts, some exciting exchanges with Jungkook, and the personal qualities and power of expression each of the BTS members have."
Jungkook specifically, for him to shout him out, I thought that was very interesting because he goes on to say like the personal qualities of all of the members, but specifically Jungkook. So it really makes me feel that Jungkook has had a hand in the creation of Film Out.
Yeah. In my mind, what sticks out as that potential of what he worked on is like the chorus.
Yeah.
Because the chorus really sticks out to both of us. And Jungkook is known for working on BTS choruses.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my first thought on this comment that he had.
Mm-hmm.
But for him to even state that the personal qualities and the power of expression that BTS have.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's what we talk about.
We talk about
lot.
That all the time.
Yeah.
The power of their expressions and their personalities, and how they deliver these songs. Also, just a fun fact, BTS also previously made Don't Leave Me for the Signal television series.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense that now with this movie release that they're also creating a song for Signal.
Yeah.
But what BTS ended up saying, they said, "We were drawn to the beautiful melody when we first received the demo from Mr. Shimizu. We're sure it has the power to touch many people's hearts. Please enjoy our song along with the movie."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it really does touch hearts. Like, I feel their passion. You know, the reason why that quote about power of expression stuck out to me was because I feel like they're so expressive in this song.
They are.
And you can really, it really comes through when you watch the music video too.
Mm-hmm.
I want to watch the movie too.
Yeah, we watched the movie trailer together.
Yeah.
It does look really great.
It does look good. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm intrigued by it. I want to like keep up with when it comes out and watch it for real.
Yeah. So when they released the song was also announced as the single for their upcoming Japanese album, BTS The Best, which is going to be released on June 16th, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So now we know that we're getting a Japanese album called BTS The Best.
Mm-hmm.
So potentially some other music coming before that. We can hope.
With the rumors.
rumors, yes.
So let's talk about kind of the vibe of this song.
Mm-hmm.
BTS said that they fell in love with this song while working on it and that it's a ballad with a poignant melody and lyrics. And man, does that really come through.
That
in
perfectly
how they
describes
sing.
The song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is a ballad, but it has those dramatic elements to it,
mm-hmm.
which makes it perfect for being this, you know, poignant melody for the ending theme of this drama film.
Yeah. It is dramatic. Like their vocals, specifically the vocal line, are very dramatic in the expression of their vocals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're perfected, they're balanced, they're rich, but they're also full of these runs just all over the place, up and down.
Mm-hmm.
There's this one specific line of Jungkook's. It's in the first verse and it's in between Jimin and Taeyang before they go to the chorus. And Jungkook, he just eats that line up.
Mm-hmm.
He is all over the scale and it is, oh my gosh, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I have to like go back when I hear it. I have to go back and listen to it over and over and over again before going on. It is just enthralling.
Mm-hmm.
When we first
heard this song, you had sent me an audio message and you're like, okay, but Jungkook's verse in between Taeyang and Jimin's verse, like you gotta really pay attention to those runs that Jungkook is doing. And you were saying it perfectly. I mean, really, this is a vocal line song for sure because of just all of those fluttering vocals and notes. I mean, they're really hitting all the notes on the scale. Just gorgeous.
Yeah. And at that same time, their passion is coming through, that poignant feeling that they talk about with the melody that they're singing. It goes right to the heart.
It really does go to the heart. It feels like their vocals are reaching out and removing the tears from my cheek.
Yes.
I mean, it's just that touching.
It really is.
Yeah. But the rapping is also really great in the song. It is more of a chill rap, sing-songy rapping kind of healing sound that the rappers do, especially Yoongi and Hoseok's rap that they do. It's so soft and comforting, like a warm embrace.
Mm-hmm.
I do love that soap.
Yeah.
That was one of the first things that I loved. I loved the la la la's.
Mm-hmm.
If we're talking first impressions, I loved the la la la's and the soap verses.
Yeah.
I mean, soap transitions.
Yeah. I loved Namjoon's verse. Like, to me, it was so chill and so inviting, and it really feels like home and comforting. Mm-hmm. And there's like a moment in his verse, also if you're watching the music video, where his eyes are closed and he kind of like raises his chin up, like, mm-hmm. you know, more towards the light, his mm-hmm. face more towards the light as he's rapping. And there's just something about that moment and what he's saying and the feelings being portrayed that are just so comforting mm-hmm. and calming. You know, I just love his verse.
I love his verse too. I mean, we hear all of the vocal line at the beginning of the song, but something about Namjoon's verse really brings you into the song.
It feels like it welcomes you in almost, yeah. or like serene. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's
yeah.
storytelling.
Yeah. He's storytelling.
You just listen. Mm,
that's
always.
So true. Always.
Going back to those la la la's just for a moment. I love anytime BTS have all seven members singing together. It's just very powerful and moving to hear them in unison. And for those iconic la la la's that BTS are known for.
Right, it's either la 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 or na na na. And here's the la 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 coming through again. Mm-hmm. Ooh, but the in unison brings it to a whole level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for the instrumental of the song, it's pretty minimal background. The vocals are on display. They're at the forefront. But there's these soft pop beats that are playing. There's a strong piano that comes through, which really makes it that slower ballad tempo. And then at the end, throughout we hear a guitar, yeah. but the end is the guitar that really takes us out. Those softer pop ballad beats that go through. But
really
yeah.
supporting the vocals and the rap and like mm-hmm. letting those shine more than the instrumental coming through.
Yeah, yeah. definitely.
All right, so you want to talk about some lyrics?
Yeah, let's get into the lyrics of the song.
So,
okay, hold up. Before we get into it, can we just talk about why it's called Film Out?
Yeah.
Because before we even looked at the lyrics, one of my first questions to you was, I wonder why it's called Film Out. And I couldn't help but to think about just the lyrics of like, film it mm-hmm. from Black Swan really is what I thought we were going to get with Film Out. But once we looked at the lyrics of this, I didn't really see a correlation to that.
Yeah.
But then we talked about it and we really think it's just because
it's the ending
the
theme.
The ending theme, yeah. Film Out of this
of
movie.
This film, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that's what makes sense.
Well, when Film Out was released, I didn't really know that it was going to be an ending theme for a movie.
Yeah.
But now knowing that it's the ending theme totally makes sense of why it's called Film Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's the outro.
It's the outro.
To the film.
It's the ending theme.
It's the ending theme.
It makes sense now, but I thought, once we read the lyrics more, I'll understand why it's called Film Out. But I started speculating with Black Swan and the film it. That's where my mind went.
Yeah. And I just didn't know what to expect. And, you know, I was like, well, you know, maybe it'll make sense once we do research. I had only seen people saying that it was a single, not that it was an original soundtrack. It wasn't even until we went in to look at the song more that we discovered that, you know? Once we discovered that, I was like, oh, Film
Out. It makes sense. But yeah. I was just curious, like, why is it called Film Out?
Well, I'm curious if any iconics have another interpretation of the title. Mm-hmm. You know, share it with us, tweet at us, you know, DM us, whatever.
Definitely.
We'd love to know. So I really want to talk about the chorus in the lyrics. Those are what really stand out. So I'm just going to read the chorus and I'm going to tell you all of my thoughts about it.
Yeah.
So the chorus says, "From all the memories stored in my heart, I gather up the ones of you, link them together, gazing at them projected across the room. I fall asleep with you, vivid in my arms." Ooh, and when they deliver this verse, they are so passionate. Is that the peak of the poignant feelings and the facial expressions that they're giving just really portray these lyrics. And I think about that this song was made to be the ending soundtrack on this Signal crime scene investigation movie. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like it has significance to that. Like if you're someone sitting in the movie theater or in your home watching this movie and the credits are rolling, you know, thinking about a crime scene movie, like this kind
linking
of makes
them
me
together.
Linking things together.
Yes.
Like, okay, linking things together, gazed at them, projected across the room, makes me think of an investigation room with pictures up. And and, you know, like clues and details and just information.
Yeah, just like a projector, you know, screening on the wall, different pictures of different scenes, crime scenes, whatnot.
But also just from watching the trailer, it seemed like, you know, this person was searching for the person that they had lost, whoever's gone missing. Mm-hmm. So it comes, you know, it makes sense with the memories stored in my heart. And, you know, I fall asleep with you vivid in my arms, kind of with those memories. Mm-hmm. So I think about that and I understand that meaning for the movie. Mm-hmm. But the idea that Jungkook may have worked on this chorus, or any of the BTS members working on this chorus, mm-hmm. totally gives it a dual meaning of having such deep meaning for BTS and for ARMY, especially right now during the COVID-19 pandemic. Mm-hmm. You know, it makes me think about all of us at concerts. I'm going to cry. Like, I'm literally, but like, you
we
know.
Miss it. We miss it so much. I mean, I constantly think about how much I miss BTS and how I'm just eagerly awaiting the announcement of when this concert's going to happen. Like, won't it happen? Isn't it going to happen?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's been so long since we've seen them in person. It breaks my heart. Like, you know, you just can't feel as connected. And I can't imagine what it's like for BTS not being with ARMY.
Yeah.
So for sure, with these lyrics, them saying like all the memories stored in my heart, like all these memories of being with ARMY, for them, you know, I'm really thinking about Jungkook, of just him thinking about being on stage and seeing all of us and all of our love and support around them.
Yeah.
And it just feels so distant now because it's been so long.
And even the line, gazing at them projected across the room, makes me think of like Map of the Soul 1, where they had armies tiled up on the screen all around BTS, literally projected around the room around them.
Wow.
Like so close, but so far away, you know? And this is really, I mean, talk about a bittersweet line. Mm-hmm. When interpreted that way. And I definitely feel like if this is a song BTS is working on, then they're putting their dual meanings in there for ARMY and, you know, like
always thinking about ARMY.
So I really love the chorus from an aspect of BTS's perspective.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Yeah. So going off of that, in the first verse and the outro, they're both the same. The lyrics, they say, "You in my imagination are so vivid. Oh, as if you were right there. But I reach out my hand and suddenly disappear."
Hmm.
Yeah. And you suddenly disappear.
Yeah.
So just feeding off of what you were saying with, it really makes me think of BTS and ARMY, just BTS thinking like, wow, like it's so vivid. Like I was there. I know that ecstasy I feel, mm-hmm. that pure joy and love that I feel when I'm with you, and it's so familiar to me, it's as if you're right here, but you're not. Mm-hmm. You're not, and when I reach out you disappear, like it's gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel the same way. I know, just deep sigh, but we feel the same way from, you know, a fan perspective of not being able to see them. We were expecting to see them in concert like almost this time last year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we really miss them. And it is like vivid, that feeling of a concert, mm-hmm. that feeling of celebrating their music and just being together is unmatched.
Yeah.
And truly BTS concerts are so special. Mm-hmm. So I feel like these lyrics are, you know, portraying a little bit of that, you know, missing each other, missing ARMY.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and get into the music video and the teaser.
Yeah.
The teaser was released on March 25th, 2021, and it's currently at 16.6 million views,
wow.
which is pretty impressive for a teaser and for a Japanese single.
Mm-hmm.
But just some interesting information. The teaser for Film Out is the last BTS video with the original Big Hit Entertainment intro.
Wow. Iconic just because of that.
Yeah. We'll just forever know that that was when the last Big Hit Entertainment intro was. Mm-hmm. I mean, that intro was iconic, but we're now transitioning into a new one. Mm-hmm. So for the teaser, first impressions, I immediately went to theories.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we really felt like we were getting a lot of theories in a music video or a teaser. So it was fun to go back to that original BTS universe storyline mm-hmm. that we've been seeing since HYYH, my lord.
Yeah.
But in the teaser, we see a lot of the members with this eager haste expression, you know, suspicion, anxiety, like they need to be going somewhere, doing something.
Yeah. I mean, like there's a lot of quick looks, you know, mm-hmm. around, and we don't really know what's going on from the teaser. Mm-hmm. Very quick paced. And
but there's a storyline. You can feel that there's a storyline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So immediately theories are running rampant.
Yeah.
There was a video that a lot of ARMY was circulating about this teaser in relation to fake love teasers. And so someone had cut together shots from the two different fake love teasers and put them in the same order that the film out teaser has them in. And it's just very interesting how many shots line up, like almost exactly, even with like very similar like colors being used in the props or the mm-hmm. same member or the same camera angle and everything. So that yeah. was circulating.
Yeah, definitely seeing a lot of theories about fake love and film out crossing over the yeah. storylines.
But really, as we looked at it even more, like that was, it almost seemed like that was a convenient collection of shots, you know, like, mm-hmm. but we really feel like so much more is paralleled. And like, yeah. it doesn't just relate to fake love. Like mm-hmm. it can have parallels to multiple other BTS eras at the same time.
Yeah. And that's what's so beautiful about the BTS universe and the storyline that they've been doing is it's intriguing because you want to solve the puzzle pieces. You want to put it all together. But everything is so paralleled and connected that it's just not clear.
Yeah.
So, but I did see a lot of those parallels with fake love, but definitely in other eras as well. Mm-hmm. So the music video was released on April 1st, 2021. And so really, we're just going to go through the music video in terms of our interpretation of the storyline and what's being told. And we'll also talk about the scenes and the sets and what BTS is portraying with their visuals and their expressions.
Yeah.
So at the beginning, we have Jungkook in this abandoned room that is in disarray. It has this sepia filter on it, so it looks like it's morning or evening light, this warmer tone. And there's just objects strewn about the floor that are covered up as if we're in this area that's unoccupied, this home that's unoccupied, you know, just cloth draping yeah. furniture.
Yeah, like lamps. And,
yeah, everything's closed off mm-hmm. and it's not occupied anymore.
Yeah, like shelves disheveled and mm-hmm. yeah, totally.
So for this room, I specifically thought of fake love because it really is a direct parallel, except that Jungkook is standing in this room versus Jin standing in that room. But the rooms are identical with the setup. I also get Epiphany vibes with the window and the curtains. Mm-hmm. I really feel that with Jin and Epiphany. So definitely parallels going on yeah. there.
Even Epiphany vibes with the furniture, like the mid-century modern style in both of the videos is very interesting also. And I feel mm-hmm. like, I mean, I think we'll talk about it more, but I feel like this video really connects like Jungkook and Jin specifically, like in this ongoing kind of BTS universe storyline that we've been trying to figure out and mm-hmm. unravel.
Yeah.
In the same room, we get solo shots of Jimin and of Taeyang. Like they're in the room alone. They're, you know, just there. And so it's interesting that we're seeing them all separately, but in the same location. It's like they're there at different times, or that they just don't exist in the same kind of space anymore. It makes us feel like in the, you know, in the storyline, or it gives the feeling that they've said goodbye to this place and they're all just kind of separate in the universe.
Yeah. And revisiting this place.
Yeah.
So looking back at this place like a memory.
Mm-hmm.
All of their expressions look very sorrowful, as if they're contemplating or remembering events from the past.
So as we're seeing them all in this, you know, abandoned room singing in different moments, you know, we can see like the nighttime clouds outside, especially through the big window in the back of the room that's like surrounded by bookcases. So next we see Jin walking into this abandoned room, except for that window surrounded by bookcases is dark. And then as he gets closer, it lights up and it is the room reflected. And it's as if he's looking through a window into the past. You know, mm-hmm. he's looking at a memory now through this window.
Yeah. We're just calling it and referencing it as the memory room.
Yeah.
And in this room, it's all of the BTS members inside occupying the space, living in this space. Nothing's covered. Everything's open. There's this bright daylight lighting that lights up the space. Everything's clean and organized. They're together and interacting with one another, having fun. It looks like a very special memory.
Yeah. Yeah. And so Jin is kind of looking on. He's observing from the abandoned room, and he's watching Namjoon rap as everyone else, you know, stands still and sits still around him, almost like frozen. Mm-hmm. But to me, I kind of interpreted this as maybe Namjoon standing there and speaking to all of them and how he's the leader and, mm-hmm. you know, they'll sit and listen to what he has to say. Mm-hmm. And it also kind of made me think about Jin standing there remembering a specific moment, like maybe a specific thing that Namjoon said to all of them.
Yeah. You know? Or he's reflecting even on what Namjoon was thinking in that moment in time, yeah. you know, just pausing yeah. the memory around them and what Namjoon was specifically feeling at yeah. that time.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a really special interaction that happens after this with Jungkook and Jin with the hourglass. So Jin on the other side in the room that's abandoned, he's watching the hourglass sand fall to the bottom. And Jungkook in the memory looks over towards the blinds, towards that window where Jin is. Mm-hmm. He can't see that he's there.
But it's where he would be.
But it's where he would be. Yeah. And so it clues in that Jungkook can sense that something's happening or that he's looking for something or feels that someone's watching him. And then he goes to look at the hourglass sitting on the table beside him, and suddenly the hourglass is out of time. All of the sand has fallen through. And in that moment, we see each member fade away and disappear, but Jin stays intact. So this interaction seems that like time has run out, mm-hmm. that Jungkook is knowing that Jin's trying to do something, but that he only has a certain amount of time to do it. Yes. And seeing that it ran out and everything vanishes.
This harkens back to that fucking webtoon, okay, that we did the whole series on.
The Save Me
series, like where Jin was searching every day, was a restart, searching for all of the members every day. He had a specific routine to like save them all, right? And you recently brought up as we were talking about this that somebody had said on Twitter, everyone, you know, Jin's always looking to save everybody, but who's looking to save Jin?
Yeah,
you know,
we always ask, who's Jin looking for? Who's Jin going to help? But have we ever asked, who's trying to save Jin?
And now I feel like it's Jungkook.
Yeah.
Like I really feel like...
Or even Taeyang at the end. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to know.
Yeah, because Taeyang reaches out for him at the end too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I really feel like this connection, this like hourglass moment, and even thinking back to Fake Love, mm-hmm. Jungkook has very specific individual moments in Fake Love.
Jungkook is looking in on everyone.
Yes. And mm-hmm. that's what we saw Jin doing in the webtoon series. And so it just seems like something they'd both be in on together. Yeah. I don't know. You
like
know,
maybe Jungkook is the first of the group to really catch on that mm-hmm. Jin is doing this every single day.
Yeah.
Trying to go through the same routines to save them.
Mm-hmm. And to bring them all together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's just very interesting, that hourglass moment. And even in Fake Love, Jungkook has that. It's not an hourglass, but it's like the container with the flower, but it's sitting in sand.
It's like a lantern with a flower. Yeah. And then seeing him go to that room where he gets down on his knees and there's water. It's like a waterfall and a concrete wall. And he puts the sands in his hands and lets the sands fall through the creases of his fingers yeah. like an hourglass. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely harkens back to Fake Love.
Yeah. Especially the time's up.
Yeah.
The sand running out in Jungkook's, you know, in the memory room and time being up, like that's how the webtoon ended every time. Like time's up.
Time's up.
And then new chapter, you yeah. know, new day. And it really is like that time, that memory is up and it's over. And
he
it's
just has
it's
to
like,
do it all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the music video, we they see Jen as time runs out, the room goes from that morning, evening, orangish sunlight like hue. Yeah, that sepia tone turn into just red. It's just a blend
like
and mixed with red.
And fire. And,
and we see all of that abandoned room turn into chaos, pure chaos. And so Jen turns around and runs for the door in this sense of urgency. He fiercely runs out of this room because now he knows he only has so much time. And once he opens up the door to leave the room, he's presented with this even more chaotic abyss with this innumerable amount of doors around him. Like, he's just out in the atmosphere with just... There's all these doors around. It's just a really crazy scene compared to what's happened up to this point.
Right. Unexpected.
Unexpected. All these doors in, you know, this atmosphere, and it looks like he's just moving at hyper speed. The wind around him, everything is rotating around him. Yeah. And basically he has to decide which door to go in. Like, there's just endless amount of options and choices and which door is going to lead him to saving his friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how much that relates to the whole storyline that we haven't heard of in years, you know, but that I'm again, to bring up the webtoon, but it's like he would start each day with, I gotta go. And it was the instant that the time ran out and the whole world like crumbled and crashed around him. Fake love style, by the way.
Yeah, it did.
Very reminiscent of Jin covering up that lantern with the flower that Jungkook had later in the video as the room exploded around him. That's what this felt like. And you know, it really is him going and restarting the search. You know, I don't feel like it's a run of him trying to escape, like the room being destroyed. Yeah. It's like a run for him to go and, you know, try to find what he's missing.
He only has so much time, but all of those doors symbolize that there's endless amount of choices and opportunities. And statistically, it makes him feel hopeless. Like, can I really even save them? Can I do this?
Yeah.
But nonetheless, he keeps trying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It also harkens back to the movie theme, you know, like if you're running an investigation, there's just limitless possibilities that you could look into, and it's all of these doors and you just feel lost.
Yeah. Trying to connect it, trying to make sense of it.
Yeah,
definitely.
Man. And we haven't even talked about Soap yet.
Yeah.
So like Yoongi's verse, we talked about their verses are, you know, they balance each other very well. And they're both more like sing-songy lyrical rap verses. And when Soap's verses are in the video, we first get Yoongi and he's sitting in like a door frame and it's like out in the literal nowhere. It looks like Mesa.
Abyss.
It's the abyss. Mm-hmm. It looks like Mesa desert, you know, like big red clay, like pillars and, you know, plateaus around him. And then just ultra blue sky.
Bright blue sky.
Bright blue and, you know,
bright
clouds.
Bright white clouds
and,
as
yeah,
well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really felt like they were on Mars. Like, truly, Soap is out of this world. Like, they're on a different planet. I don't know where they are in the universe, but they're not where Jin is.
No. Well, okay. So I feel like it goes along with the theories and the storyline of this is that, like, at this point, they're just a memory.
Yeah.
Like, Jin doesn't know where they are.
So
they're
lost.
Not there. They are lost.
Yeah. Oh, it hurts. It hurts.
I know. Soap.
Soap.
But I really love this visual of them rapping back to back. And, you know, you kind of feel like it's a mirror that Yoongi is leaning against, but you aren't quite sure until it rotates around and Hoseok comes in with his verse. And then you see them reflected to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love the symbolism of like them being each other's reflection in this way. We just love Soap. Feel like they balance so well.
Yeah. But this door frame also reminds me of J-Hope in Fake Love when he's trapped in that room with all the Snickers bars and he's up against the door, like holding onto the door handle, just asking as if there's someone on the other side to save him. And then we see Yoongi on the other side of this door frame in this music video. Yeah.
They can save each other.
Yeah.
And it also makes me think of like this door frame or like this mirror idea makes me think of Namjoon during Fake Love as he like reaches out. He's literally rapping to his reflection and like reaches out to it. Yeah, I just love the symbolism of this doorway and kind of mirror that soap is in right here.
Yeah.
And, you know, later on in the video, they stand and turn and face each other and their hands are like pressed against the glass each other.
Yeah, that really reminds me of the choreography of Fake Love with J-Hope and Jungkook.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Or
so many parallels.
The
and
black swan soap, you know, like hand pushing off, and now their hands coming together.
True. Mm. What does it mean?
What does it all mean? I would be remiss if I did not talk about the yellow lighting that we get at the end of this video with Taeyong and Jimin. Although I feel like maybe it's just how it looks, but I feel like Taeyong's is a bit more orange and Jimin's is a bit more yellow.
Oh, see, I would have said the complete opposite.
Oh, well, maybe we're just seeing things.
Maybe we just perceive it differently.
Yeah. I'm sure we do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I love the lighting.
I do too.
I remember
this,
like,
yellow lighting is very stunning.
It's a flooded yellow lighting. Mm-hmm. So everything is like, you know, washed with this color. And, you know, at the same time, this is when they're both singing their verses directly to the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so passionate, especially Jimin. I mean, his eye contact is intense. His expression is pained. And, you know, like, it's
the song
sorrowful.
Is really, the song is really built at this point too. This is where Taeyong and Jimin are really going off. I mean, they're belting their verses so strongly. I do love this yellow lighting, and Taeyong especially in this really cozy, comfy, somewhat bulky sweater that he's wearing. He just looks so cozy and will snuggle up with him.
Yeah.
But this yellow lighting too, it's just visually aesthetic.
Yeah, it's stunning. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
I also really love the shot that we get of all seven of them in the blue lighting. It's just really beautiful, and we love seeing them together, which although we see the memory of them all together in that, like, the memory room, you know, we really don't see them all grouped together in this music video like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just am interested in the implication of this one specific shot inserted.
With the blue lighting. Yeah. This is the only shot that I can think of right now that has this blue lighting in the music video. We see a lot of the yellow and we see a lot of the red, which could indicate different periods in time. It could mean, I feel that it could be betraying something. Yeah, I'm not sure what it is.
But it's such a stark contrast between, like, hot and cold colors.
Yeah, the red and orange and yellow with blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when it turns blue, it's all of BTS together and it seems very calm, you know, and it's just for a moment, you know. It's almost like, in the context of this whole video, it's almost like Jin's idealized moment of them, you know, of them back together and, you know, just BTS and everything being fine. Just in contrast to all of these, like, warm hues that we're getting at the same time in the video.
Yeah. So at the very end of the music video, Jin returns to the room and Taeyong is reflected on the other side of that window in the other room. What was this memory room that we were calling it? And Taeyong reaches out for Jin, but no one's there.
Mm-hmm.
And the lighting is very red. Bright red.
Yeah. What's interesting is that when Taeyong walks up to this window now in what was the memory room, is that this room is now completely reflected in the same exact way as the abandoned room was. So it looks identical.
Yeah, it looks destroyed.
Destroyed, covered
up. Unoccupied.
Yeah. So what it seems like is that Jin has spent all of this time, you know, trying to find them, looking at these memories, you know, searching. And now Taeyong is here revisiting that space, trying to find them also.
Yeah, he's trying to find him. Mm-hmm. And Soap is on Mars trying to find him, you know. Now
Soap is like out in the abyss.
Now it's just completely out of hand. Like, it really feels like a lost cause at this point. That they're just all so separate.
Yeah.
And lost.
I mean,
but they're trying to find each other still. Yeah. But they're just in all these different, you know, all these different doors, all these different pathways to get there.
I also didn't say this, but the Jin door moment and, you know, kind of this ending moment too, really makes me think of BTS World and all of the original mm-hmm. soundtracks that we got for BTS World. Following that storyline now too of them, you know, being in like completely different places and having completely different lives based on one choice. And, you know, just how it was your task in BTS World mm-hmm. to bring them all together and to merge them. Mm-hmm. You know, it reminds me of that as well. Yeah. Like the production of it and how the video looks. And
yeah, that yeah. shot with him too, out in all of those doors, out in the atmosphere with all the clouds and different options of different doors to go through. It made me think a lot of the VCR we got of Jin and Yoongi for the Speak Yourself final concert yeah. in Seoul. And boy, I haven't thought of that in forever, but man, my mind went right there when I saw that shot.
And so we rewatched that VCR.
What does it mean?
It
all connects.
But we rewatched it, and it was the last concert that they did before COVID. And this was the VCR. And so if it does relate, you know, it would relate. And mm-hmm. in that VCR, like, Jin is literally in the clouds and surrounded by a ton of different clocks, mm-hmm. just like in a circle around him. Mm-hmm. And so again, relating like the time, the hourglass, just everything. I wouldn't be surprised if it relates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to be brave and bold and I'm going to speak it into existence. But I feel BTS concert announcement somewhat soon.
Oh, I hope so. Please.
Or some sort of news.
Yeah.
Some sort of little glimmer of hope. I mean, they haven't mentioned it in forever.
I know.
But it just says on our ticket when we go on Ticketmaster, it just says postponed. Ugh. We haven't heard anything.
Listen, as much as I want to come back, you know, mm-hmm. how thrilling would it be for them to announce later on in April or in May that they're going on tour
yeah.
and that your tickets that you bought last year, you can mm-hmm. go and go to their concert, you know?
Please, if you can, go get vaccinated. Please. ARMY and BTS, for the sake of being together in concert. Jungkook recently tweeted, just, I miss you. Like, I miss ARMY and I miss them too. I miss them all so, so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Please.
The music is wonderful. The music is keeping us connected.
Yeah, definitely. BTS have been working so hard to continue to bring us fantastic music that we can talk about mm-hmm. and connect over. And we are so grateful that they continue to work hard throughout this pandemic. Yeah. We can't wait to see them again.
Yeah. Listen, baseball has started up. If they can be playing baseball and hockey games,
then people can go to concerts.
Can start to think about getting back to those tour dates and starting up again.
Yeah, I hope so.
Go get vaccinated.
Do
be
it.
Safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen.
So yeah, we're glad that we finally got to talk about HYBE and comeback rumors and film out. I feel like so much has been going on with BTS and we've barely been able to keep up. We've had a lot going on in the background and we're so glad that we could finally tell you guys about joining the Consequence Podcast Network.
Yeah, and that's been going on for what seems like so long.
Yeah.
So for it to finally be here and to finally get to share with all of you,
yeah,
it's exciting. It's a huge relief, but this is what's been going on in the background.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's just been a lot going on.
Yeah, but we do promise that the bonus episode Buff Bangtan is coming soon.
Yes,
it is
next week. Yes,
next Thursday.
So not bi-weekly, it's gonna be next week.
Yeah and then another episode after
it
that.
Only makes sense that our 150th episode is Buff Bangtan because our 100th episode was finally Foreheads. So it just makes sense.
Yeah. So we, you know, that was contributing to why we had to wait for it to be 150.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But also, guys, I hope you understand we've just been so busy with, you know, the podcast network and everything. Mm-hmm. So, but thank you guys for supporting us along the way. And we really hope that you enjoyed this episode. We really enjoyed talking about all of these things with you Iconics today. We do want to say a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially our VIP Iconics, Eileen Ruchel, Michelle Park, Deja, Meg DeRuggio, Rachel, and Robin. If you enjoyed this episode, there's a few things you can do to let us know. Please write us a review on Apple Podcasts if you haven't already, or really anywhere that you listen. It means so much to us whenever we read them. And you guys writing reviews on Apple Podcasts is why you get bonus episodes. So if you want another bonus episode after Buff Bangtan, then write us a review if you haven't already. Let us know what you thought about this episode. DM us on Instagram or Twitter. Follow us while you're there. We are Standing BTS Podcast on Instagram and Standing BTS Pod on Twitter. And like our Facebook page, Standing BTS Podcast.
And you can find all of that in the description. Thanks for listening and thanks for standing BTS.
Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA+, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.